You need to get in here now, the nurse whispers anxiously over the phone. It's after midnight. One of our hospice patients has just died at home, and her husband is threatening to shoot himself if the funeral home shows up. Has the funeral home been called? I ask. No, she says. It was her suggestion, such a call that had set him off. Does he have a gun or a weapon? We're in the country. There are deer heads on the wall. The deer heads are a giveaway. There are probably lots of guns. Has he threatened to hurt anyone else? He says he might take one of the funeral guys with him, but I don't think he's serious. She isn't sure, though. She is the backup nurse and has never met him or the patient before. Of course, neither have I. The patient's regular social worker is off tonight, and I am on call. We agree not to phone the funeral home yet. Then I jump into my car. As I drive, my mind turns to a night years ago. I was a graduate student at a bar with friends, and we were embroiled in an intense conversation about, of all things, death. You know what helps me when I think about death? Claude asked. I think of that psalm about the valley of the shadow of death. He must be joking, I thought. Claude, a professor, was an impertinent atheist. He recited Psalm 23:4. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.